Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Personal growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow will be better than today. That is an often used quote by John C. Maxwell when people ask him why personal growth is such a bedrock of his leadership. He believes that personal growth will propel you to leadership heights that you never knew existed. I believe in the exact same concept and have seen that to be true in my own experience. Personal growth is exactly the game changer that John C. Maxwell says it is. I want to share with you the four steps of personal growth that have been so advantageous for me so that you can begin to utilize them in your life and be able to speak about your experience regarding personal growth in the future. The first step in personal growth is be intentional. Write that down because I want you to be able to display the four steps of personal growth somewhere you can see them so that they can drive you to a better you. This is your first practice of being intentional. Write down the first step. In the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, written by John C. Maxwell, the first law is the law of intentionality. This law states that growth doesn't happen by itself. It happens when you make it happen. This is the first law in this book because the other 14 laws do not matter if you cannot execute on the law of intentionality. That means that you have to make a plan and execute on that plan on a regular basis for growth to have the opportunity to flourish in your life. To do that, you must take thoughtful action. And thoughtful action has two components which are necessary for the action to be successful. First, strategy, and second, consistent follow through. We first have to set a course of action or strategy that allows us to make progress toward our goals. And then we must consistently follow through with that strategic plan on a regular basis. If you can do those two things, then you can conquer the first law and be on your way to a journey of personal growth that I guarantee you will not regret. You may be saying to yourself, this sounds too easy. While I broke down the process into bite-sized steps to make them easy to digest, that does not mean it is easy to accomplish. Being intentional is very hard, and it will take a new level of commitment on your part to make it a success. It will take daily attention and regular feedback to make the process the best that it can be. I want you to think about a rubber band for a moment. We all know that a rubber band is useful, but if a rubber band merely sits in the palm of my hand and doesn't do anything, it serves absolutely no purpose. To make the rubber band useful, we have to stretch it. When we stretch a rubber band, that is when it uses the potential energy contained in its elasticity for a purpose. By stretching the rubber band, I have made it useful and able to serve its true purpose. It is the same for you. Until you are challenged and stretched, you will not be useful to yourself and others as you could be, and you will not find your true purpose. Very little in life comes easy, and the same is true with personal growth, but I can guarantee you that the search is worth it. Be intentional and you will find your true purpose. Commit to being intentional right now and do not look back. John Maxwell discusses four things you need to ensure intentionality. First, ask the big question now. The big question is going to completely shift your mindset around growth. The big question is, how far can I go? It is not, how long will this take me? By taking the step of intentionality, you are embarking on a lifetime continuous improvement plan. Here is the reality. I am not perfect. You are not perfect. The most successful entrepreneurs in the world are not perfect. We can all improve. And that improvement never has to stop unless we stop being intentional. You have an unlimited potential to improve from this point forward. So the best question is, how far can you go? Second, do it now. Don't wait to start your growth tomorrow. This is the fallacy that you may live in. You believe you will make intentional growth a priority later. I can tell you that you won't. You think you will make it a priority because you will have more time later, but you won't. You will fill up the time with busyness that does not equate to productivity, and you will never feel like you have the time to grow. The truth of the matter is that you don't have the time to wait to grow. You have to start today, and you have to do it now. It will be uncomfortable because the familiar is easy. The uncharted path is lined with uncertainties. You have all the support and knowledge and time that you need. So start now. Third, face the fear factor. According to research, there are five factors that predominantly keep people from being successful. Listen up, because at least one of these applies to you. Fear of failure, fear of trading security for the unknown, fear of being overextended financially, fear of what others will say or think, or fear that success will alienate your peers. One of these is keeping you from being intentional in your growth. Identify the fear and then counter that fear with faith. The question is, which emotion will you allow to be stronger? Take that fear and find the faith that allows you to move past it. You will be better off for it. Fourth, change from accidental growth to intentional growth. Accidental growth waits for growth to come. It quits early and often, and it thinks like a victim. Intentional growth takes complete responsibility to grow on their own, perseveres long and hard, and thinks like a learner. You must go out of your way to seize growth opportunities as if your future depended on it. You have to go after growth, so start going after it today. The second step in personal growth is to choose areas to grow in. Again, write that down. You might not know precisely what I mean when I say choose areas to grow in, but I will define the terms for you and it will become very clear. If we are going to be successful in regards to personal growth, we have to spend time narrowing our focus. The concept of growth, or even leadership for that fact, is very nebulous. If you conduct an internet search of either one, you will come up with millions, if not a billion results. You cannot process millions of results. So we need to narrow the field to something manageable that does not overwhelm us. Therefore, you're going to create two lists. One list is growth areas that you believe are skills you need for future success. For example, if you want to grow to be an author, then an area of skill you need to grow in is writing. Another area may be literature history or character development. These are skills that you need to develop to be successful in your chosen field. If you're currently in a leadership position, then areas of skill could be mentoring, developing others, or strategic planning. These skill areas may not be particularly interesting to you, but they are necessary for you to succeed in a particular field. You need to create an entire list of possible growth areas in the skill category so that we can use them in your growth plan, which we'll get to shortly. In fact, it is imperative that you have a list with at least 20 items on it so that the growth plan can operate on autopilot. If you are not sure what skills you need to target for the position that you want in the future, then find a trusted mentor that can provide you some insight and ask them the specific question about what skills you need to be successful in this field. The second list you're going to create is a list of growth areas that are a choice for you. These are growth areas that get you excited and encourage you to keep moving forward. My current choice area is developing others because I'm very passionate about making certain that I daily pass along my knowledge, allowing others to become better leaders. Therefore, I'm currently studying how to develop others using the best methods possible. This is an area of my leadership that excites me and that I can practice with my team each day. I cannot tell you what your areas of choice are, but you do need to develop a list that has at least 20 items on it so that you can use it in your personal growth plan. It is very important that we have both areas of skill and choice because they assist each other in your personal growth journey. The areas of skill you are developing may not be exciting to you, but they are very necessary. Since they may not be particularly exciting, these areas could turn your personal growth journey into a drudgery. If something that you are doing regularly becomes drudgery, you will eventually stop doing it. This is just human nature. Due to that possibility, you also need to incorporate areas of choice which excite you. When you begin to experience growth in your areas of choice, your motivation to continue your growth journey increases. And because you are also growing in areas of skill, the entire process will continue to work. Over time, you will become more mature in both areas of skill and choice, and you will discover new areas that you want to explore. I can guarantee that once you get started, you will not look back, and you will not regret any time spent in either area of choice or skill, because you will see the benefit that you are receiving, and you will see how much growth is occurring, as well as how much it is affecting your performance in a positive sense. Commit now to creating your two lists and write them down, either in a notebook or on a Word document. Make two columns with 20 rows and fill it in. Commit to finishing the list as soon as possible so you have it ready to implement with your growth plan. Once you have your list, pick one item from your list of choice areas and one item from your list of skills areas. Once you pick those two items, they are your focus for the next month. You need to take each item and do some research on them. I always start with a Google search. From that, I find books, articles, PDFs, and publicly available training material on the selected topic. Generally, in reading those, I am led to other resources so that I have a plethora of information to absorb on the subject. I do have a structure to utilize this material, so you need to have it available and accessible as part of your growth plan. After you complete one full month with these two selected topics under the skill and choice area, then pick two new ones. Under these two new ones, use these two new ones for a month and then repeat the process over and over again. You may find that you need more time on certain subjects and less time on other subjects. There's nothing profound about spending 1 month on a certain subject. The point is that we should fully explore that topic and make sure we are learning all we can about that subject. Once you have satisfied yourself that you've done that, then you can pick two new topics. This is why you need a list of 20 topics on each category of skill and choice, so that you can have material to work from as part of your ongoing growth plan. If you get to the end of the list, then start back over. You will find that the first topic you started with now provides you with more to learn because of what you've learned while spending time with the other 19 topics. This will be exciting for you to see and also give you a gauge as to how successful your growth plan has been. By changing topics, you also keep your growth plan fresh and exciting. Now, don't spend so long on one topic that you've done enough work to gain a PhD. You can always come back to it later. Pick one topic from each category of skill and choice and invest in it and see what you can learn. I guarantee that you will not be disappointed. The third step in personal growth is to plan executive time. This is 1 hour set aside out of your day that is dedicated to personal growth. I know right now you are thinking that is impossible, but it is not. To execute this, you will need to trust me that what I'm going to tell you will work if you dedicate yourself to it. To make this work, you have to use a calendar tool of some kind. In my work, I use Microsoft Outlook for email, and it has a built-in calendar that syncs to my email. You do not have to use that calendar, but you need some sort of calendar tool that allows you to block your daily time so that you can make opportunity for executive time. You can use Google Calendar or some other tool, but it must be a tool you will look at and use to execute your day. With that settled, we can take the next step. On your calendar for next week, I want you to pick one day for an hour and block that time on your calendar as executive time. Actually label it as executive time. You can use your lunch time or you can use the first hour of the day. The only time I encourage you to stay away from is the last hour of your day. If you put your executive time as the last hour of your day, you will tend to skip it. And I don't want that to happen. This is how we take steps to be intentional. Block your calendar for 1 hour next week. The week after that, I want you to block your calendar for 2 days, 1 hour each day. Try Tuesday and Thursday to give yourself a break in between executive times. Do that for 2 weeks. By that time, you will be convinced that you need executive time more often. Then I want you to move to blocking your calendar every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Do that for 3 weeks, and then move to blocking your calendar every day. From now on, do not skip or cancel executive time. It is sacred, and you must treat it that way if you want to grow. Now, I want to walk you through the structure of your executive time. I have 12 things that I aim to accomplish with my executive time. I never get through all 12 on Monday, but I aim to complete all 12 by the end of the week. Some days, I've already accomplished some of the items at the top of the list, so I move very quickly through them. Other days, one item on the list may take up my entire executive time. The aim is to get through the entire list by the end of the week. Here is my list with some commentary to explain what each one means. Number one, I journal. I do this every day. More journaling on Monday and less as the week goes on, typically. Number two, plan the following week executive time. So that means block your calendar for next week's executive time. At the same time, be sure you program in work-life balance. So add your home commitments to the same calendar to include when you will start work and finish work. So you have it all in one place. If you have a doctor's appointment, put that on your calendar. If you need to leave work for your child's soccer practice, put that on your calendar. Number three, do a tactical look ahead on your calendar to determine events that require work ahead of the event, and block times on your calendar to do that work. Number four, do a strategic look ahead on the calendar to determine events that need to be scheduled or require thought, action, or planning ahead of time. These are going to be events that are more far-reaching and on a higher level of thinking than the tactical look ahead. Block times on your calendar to do this work as well. The tactical look uncovers some things and a strategic look reveals others, both of which need to be added to your calendar. Number five, determine any other events that need to be added to your calendar, whether that's social or work related, and add them. Number six, ensure training materials are ready for any upcoming leadership training sessions already scheduled with your team. I have these scheduled on a regular basis, and we'll talk about these in the next point. But number six is on here to make sure you are ready and prepared for those sessions. Number seven, touch base with my mentees to set up our next session or prepare training material for my mentees or send training material to them. Number eight, ensure that I am prepared for upcoming scheduled mentoring sessions with my mentors. I need to create a list of topics and questions so that I'm prepared for that session with them. Number nine, read material selected for either my skill or choice area. Number 10, take notes of previously read material of choice or skills area. Number 11, research future material or additional material to access, gain, borrow, or purchase for my skill and choice areas. And number 12, listen to podcasts, read books, study material collected for my skill or choice areas. Whenever executive time is on my schedule, I start at number one on this list and move through the steps as expeditiously as possible. You may have other things you want to add, but these are the steps that I take. On day one of executive time that week, I may not even make it down to step nine, but steps 9 through 12 is where we want to spend the most amount of our time for all other executive times that week. This is where you will gain the most growth and add the most value to yourself and others. Steps 1 through 8 are important and provide our executive time with structure to enable future executive time. But steps 9 through 12 will be the most valuable for you in terms of growth. So get to those steps as often as possible and spend as much time there as you can. When you do this consistently, you, your family, and your coworkers will notice a difference in short order. And you will find yourself being consistent on a strategic plan that actually works. There are a few days when my duties overwhelm me and my executive time does not get accomplished. I said earlier that it should be sacred, and I believe that. But sometimes Life happens that you cannot control. I would get concerned if my executive time was getting canceled or put off frequently. What I have found is that the number one step of journaling helps keep me honest to conducting my executive time because it provides me a record that I can look at to see if I've been negligent with my time. That is why I keep it as the number one item on my executive time list. I recommend you give yourself some grace if you miss an executive time. If you are missing it more often than you are conducting it, then you need to revert back to step number one, be intentional. The fourth step in personal growth is to teach others. It is a well-known fact that those who are able to teach a subject learn 40% more material than those they are teaching to. When you learn leadership principles and teach them to others, you learn more. The concepts are reinforced for you personally. You become more honest to the principles because you know you need to live them out and you provide value to others. Therefore, the fourth step of personal growth is vitally important to cementing what you are learning into your life. Do not skip this step. You may be saying to yourself, I am not a teacher. That is okay, because there are a number of ways to pass down information to other people that fall under the category of teaching. Let me provide a few examples. You can facilitate a weekly or monthly leadership training with your team where you lead the team through selected material and bring thought-provoking questions to the group. That may sound exciting to you or terrifying to you, but that is not the only definition. Teaching leadership principles to your team may involve a weekly email that is focused on leadership topics. I did this with my last team and did not miss a week for almost 4 years. Teaching leadership principles to your team could mean a monthly newsletter that you release that focuses on leader development topics and how individuals can implement them. Maybe the way you teach others is through your social media posts. You can also teach these principles to your family around the dinner table or to the soccer team you coach by working them into your discussions on teamwork that you need to have with your players anyway. Teaching takes on many different forms, so don't limit yourself. The point is to find an outlet for all you are learning so that those principles will be solidified. I have found this to be the most valuable step of the four steps. So be intentional about deciding how you will teach all the principles you are learning in your executive time. If you do this, you will find that the value you are already getting from your executive time will multiply exponentially, and others will take notice as well. In review, the four steps to personal growth are: 1, be intentional. 2, choose areas to grow in. These are your choice and skill areas. 3, plan your executive time. 4, teach others. If you implement these steps, you will be pleasantly surprised by the results you see in your personal growth. If you start on a journey that will become lifelong because you will recognize how important it is. My personal growth journey began after reading the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth in 2017. At that time, I was leading a 10-person team, and we studied the book as a monthly mastermind, where we joined together once a month to discuss two principles from the book. Obviously, it took us 8 months to finish the entire book, but at the completion of those laws, I had my first growth plan. I've refined the content of my plan since that time and have made adjustments to my executive time agenda to make it most valuable to me. It is the most exciting part of my day and also the most difficult part of my day because I now know I'm going to be stretched. Sometime after my first growth plan was developed, I was in charge of a 250-person organization, and I continued to refine my growth plan. So I now hope to share all of my growth with others on a regular basis through my company, Crux Leaders. Please check out my website at www.cruxleaders.org or send me an email at cruxleaders@gmail.com. That is cruxleaders@gmail.com. I would love to talk with you about your personal growth journey and how you can develop your own growth plan. Last but not least, remember the law of the rubber band? The rubber band has no usefulness unless it is stretched. I don't want you to be a useless rubber band just laying on the desk. I want you to be a dynamic leader, a consistent learner, and an excited teacher. To do this, you have to start your growth somewhere and at some time. So be intentional. Choose areas to grow in using your list for choice and skill areas. Plan your executive time and execute it aggressively and teach others what you are learning. Start today. Do not delay and begin with intentionality. You will not regret it.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.